the person next to you really doesn't remember that. That means you belong to body. And if you're listening to what you feel like, then you are also a member. So that means each one of us has a part to play. Not because you are capable or of that part is valuable and appealing to the whole body. Last week, when we saw at the verse 9, today we want to read from verse 10. Romans 12, verse 10. Affectionate to one another with brotherly love and honor, giving preference to one another. Honoring one another and respecting that person as a person superior to you. Because each one of us has something excellent. Anyone and everyone, whatever you feel or sense or think, is a valuable thing. So sometimes that kind of input or sensing something can be a contribution to the church. To take that part, we need to receive from that. We need to know that we are precious in God's sight. It says here, brotherly love. In Greek, it means philadelphia. Brotherly love. And that's how we should love one another. But this we ourselves need to receive from God. The commandment of Jesus we need to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. First of all, we need to love ourselves. What does it mean to love ourselves? It's not like a narcissist. We need to receive the love of God for us. We don't have to pretend to look good. Among the people who can't exercise other people, there are people who do so because they are not confident in themselves. Because they want to be over other people, just like they said. Because they don't have confidence in themselves. Among the people who tend to be legalistic, they have their own weaknesses. And because of the weaknesses they have, they make them to criticize other people. Actually, that was the case. Because the Pharisees couldn't have the relationship with God. That's why they were holding on to the word of God according to their interpretation. They were sure that this is how God will be pleased. They were convinced that they would be pleasing to God by changing their life. They were trying to please God by changing Jesus. We seem to be God. We don't have to criticize other people so that we may be good. And we can be patient with other people. There's no one to help. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfast in prayer, distributing to the needs of the saints, to the deals with the Lord. This is the word that I have been keeping in mind since I got saved in Vermont. To keep serving God, and to keep being the servant. To be servant out of the burning, we need the cure. But serving God, if the fire is going down, then we don't have cure. Please remember by the season, how do you put the fire on the coals? The coal cannot be on fire just by itself. They are sitting together. And they can burn each other. That's why the Bible says, do not stop gathering together and keep stirring and burning the fire. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing steadfast in prayer. Let's keep the hope in the heart and rejoice. At the same time, we can be patient in tribulation. This is my favorite verse. Is linked to this verse now. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 7. It says here, and we are all, believe all, and hope in all, and more, with the world and all, we are created to believe, so we believe. But not everything to the job, as we believe. Because this world doesn't go as we hope and as we expect. But please, do be seated to your heart. Tomorrow I'm not taking it, so I want tomorrow to be sunny. At the same time, there might be people who want tomorrow to be rainy. God does not save us. He does not just make our wishes come true. God is his reason, God is working his will and moving this world. So that everything comes to happen as we wish and hope. There are ways of God. The salvation of people is a way of God, especially the this television is one that has to just look at the beginning of the sixth is the will of God, not to just look at the end. But we don't know everything. So, we don't have to be disappointed every time the prayer doesn't have to be answered. How did they say this? I've been praying and praying so much, and God has not heard my prayer, so I don't believe that. There are people that write, they say, I'm going to stop believing God, and I'm going to stop going to church because of that. Thank you. disappointed in anyone. It's amazing just to use it more verses, one verse or two verses, you can share the whole message, but it's full of, the Bible is full of verses. Verse 13, distributing to the music, the saints, to the hospitality. Given to hospitality. In Greek, it's two meanings here. One is just to get to the other side. The second is a love to the Savior. The Oxenia, I know, is a word in the beginning part, full of love. We need to be serving each other in the church. Please also that we show love to the strangers. Verse 14. Bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse. Who are your enemies? We may have enemies, but it is blessing. Because they are not considered very difficult. Sometimes cases like those who attack us actually do not ask for our friends. In the YouTube channel of my daughter, there are many cases of the people criticize the critical comments. But when some of our replies, the comments with kind words, there is a full state of our government. If they suddenly open up their hearts and they say they are a problem, our enemies are actually not enemies. They can be our enemies. Why? Because Jesus died for us. There is a reason. You think that there is a change in the Old Testament and New Testament? Old Testament, like hate your enemies? The New Testament is never an enemy. Has that changed? No. God has not changed. But there is one thing. One thing has changed, and that is that we have salvation. By the power of the salvation, our enemies changed into becoming our friends. Before, enemies were enemies. And now, enemies can become our friends. Just like Chess and Soki are our siblings. Enemies remain as enemies. When you kill the opponents, then they are gone. But in case of Soki, you take the opponents, but they are in the peace. They become our soldiers, our friends. You may have a very powerful opponent. When you win them, can be addressed and help them. Who is your end? What is your problem? That is a big problem. You said it. Strong government is over. Maybe strong. But now that Jesus died for us, there is a salvation. There is a salvation and repentance that has been given as enemies of you thought that they change and they can become husbands. Let's pray. That will do it. Verse 15, rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. This is the type of Jesus. And through that, we can be one. We belong to the same body. Verse 16. Of the same one toward one another. Do not set your mind on your own things, but be sufficiently humble, and let your lives be your own opinion. Firstly, but be sufficiently humble, and the word humble also means down to the quiet. Will it be precise? And the weak ones, those 17, that can be no one able for evil, but regards for good things in the sight of all men. It's not about taking revenge, taking and maintaining. We don't have to take revenge on ourselves. The Lord will do it. If your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him a drink. For in so doing, you will keep coals of fire on his head. He prays for those who persecute you and do good things to them. And I wonder why there's a coal of fire on your head. This is a quotation from Proverbs 25, verse 21 and 22. You may not understand if you can really read those verses. And if you keep saying that, you know, sleep calls of fire on the head is that. Because people used to carry the clothes on their head. Like taking the funerals to those who are working at the station, in the context of the person. put together and do so for example next Sunday. Thank you.